Shakti, Shaktiman. The Supreme Lord is Shaktiman. Just like the sun, and the sun shines, and the sun goes. And practically they are one. From the sun god, there is the abode of the sun god is the sun globe. And the shining of the sun globe is also sunshine. So, in one sense they are one. In other sense, they are different. It's like the sunshine is living here. It does not mean the sun globe is living. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sadvam jagat abhaktamutina. I am spread. So sadvam khaluvidam brahma. Everything is Krishna. But at the same time, if you commit mistake, the same way, because the sun sign is here, therefore sun is here. That is mistake. This is Vishishta Advaita. They are all one of Advaigyan. And still, they are different. Advaita, Vishishta. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Sadgati. Vadanti tattattavila satyam jajjnanam advayam. Advayam means advaita. No difference. The same thing. But viśiṣṭa. This is Brahma. This is Parma. Viśiṣṭa. Advaita, but viśiṣṭa. A specific reference. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are one. But still you cannot say Brahma is Bhagavan. The same example. The sunshine and the sun glow, they are one. Unless there is appearance of the sun globe, some planet, you cannot have sunshine. So, in that sense they are one. But still, if you take sunshine as the sun globe, that is not correct. Yes, they are all one. Yes. And still there is specific differences. That is called viśiṣṭa. One with specific difference. And the Mayavadi philosopher, they say, no, there is no specific difference. This is Maya. But we Vaishnava, we don't say that. Sun sign is sun sign, sun glow is sun glow, and sun god is sun god. But taken together, there are one. Diversity in unity. That is, this is part of the world. Actually, all the Vaishnava acharyas, Madhya acharya, Ramananda acharya, Nimbaka, and Vishnu Swami, there is no difference of opinion, but they have explained the absolute truth more vividly in their own angular vision. Otherwise, there is no difference. They never say that God and the living being are one. They will never say it. That is not Vaishnava philosophy. That is Mahāvāda philosophy. So, the propounder of Mahāvāda philosophy is Śaṅkaracārya, and other Vaiṣṇava acharyas, Madhvācārya, Rāmānācārya, Nimbārka, Vishnu Śāmi. Practically, they are all one opinion. There is no, they differ from Śaṅkaracārya. And if we study philosophy intelligently, then we can understand that living being, jiva, how he can become one with the Supreme. then why he has become
jiva?
Jiva is eternal. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, mamai vāṁśa jīva bhūta jīva lopi sanātana. Sanātana. Sanātana means eternal. He is fragmental parts of the Supreme. Not that by Maya he is thinking fragmental parts. But actually he is one. That is Mayabad philosophy. But Krishna does not say that. Krishna says, Sanātana. He is fragmental parts. Sanatana, eternal. Besides that, it is clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. Akshedvayam, adhyayam. How it becomes a small fragment. Akshedvayam. You cannot cut into pieces spirit. And it is further explained that this fragmental past eternally. From the very beginning, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these soldiers and kings are assembled there. They existed like this in the past. They are existing in the same way, and they will continue to exist like this. There is no question of becoming one. Past, present, future. Always they are distinct. So how they can be one? Sanatana. We are part and parcel. Sanatana. Eternal. But in quality, we are one. In quality, we are one. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal. Krishna is spirit, we are spirit. Krishna is also person, we are also person. In this way, we are one. But he is the great and we are servants. This is actual bliss. And if we claim that after being freed from Maya, we shall become one with the Supreme, that is called Mayavad. Eternally, we are separate. Dvaitavad, that is Madhvacharya's philosophy. Dvaitavad. So, if he considers very cool-headed, then Vaishnava philosophy is the best, not this Mayavad. Krishna is not under karma. That is difference. That is difference between me and Krishna. We are, yes. Now he is not under karma. He is not under karma. Yes, we are. That is the difference. Yes. So that I am pointing out, that is the difference between Krishna and us. We are bound up by the laws and regulation of karma. But Krishna is not like that. Yeah, that is the difference. Namaṁ karma nilimpanti, namaṁ karma phalestriha. He is not bound up by the karma. But we take sometimes his step that Krishna is like us. Abhijānanti māna mūrā, māna sintanu mārti. They are mūrās. They do not know it. What is Krishna? They think Krishna is a human being like us. That is mūrā. Therefore they do not surrender to Krishna. නමං දුෂ්කිත නම් මූලා ප්‍රපද්දන්තේ නරානවා. So they remain narana. They do not make any progress. Who has interpreted? What is that? Yeah, that we accept also. He said, Maya, that one can be free from Maya. Mamiva ja prapadante, Maya me tan tarante. If you surrender to Krishna, then one is not captivated by Maya. Maya is there. They say police is there. If you are not a criminal, then police has nothing to do with it. Police may be there. But even if you are a criminal, then police will arrest you. Similarly, Maya is acting as police force of Krishna. As soon as you become criminal, forget Krishna as your master, then the police, Maya, will capture you. That is business. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare. Pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as you try to become independent of Krishna, immediately maya captures. That is the beginning of maya. And again when you surrender, mami was a prapadante. Maya metantara. No more maya. So, to become free from Maya is very easy, provided one understands Krishna. And as soon as he understands Krishna, he understands his duty, that my duty is to serve Krishna, that is called bhakti. Immediately, he becomes free from all the contamination of Maya. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyayakal. Who? Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogena sevas. If you employ yourself immediately in loving service of Krishna, Krishna also says, maya metang sarant. So all the devotees, they are not under maya. They are already in liberated stage. Therefore, a devotee does not want liberation, because he is already liberated. Why he will aspire our liberation? That is explained by Billamangal Thakur. Mukti mukulita anjali sevate asma. Mukti is standing before me with folded hand. What can I do for you? So why the devotee will aspire of mukti? Mukti is ready to serve him as messenger. This is the position of devotee. Mukti mukulita anjali. This is a great authority, Billa Mangal Thakur. Prapatti is the beginning of bhakti. Prapatti is the beginning of bhakti. Unless you are accepting the principle of prapatti, surrender, mamikang saranang bhajan, there is no question of bhakti. Bhakti is the process of surrender fully. There is no difference. There is no difference. Narayan is Krishna. Krishna is Narayan. And Om Namo is addressing him. O Narayan, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna is also addressing Hare Hara, the potency of Krishna. The potency or energy of Krishna. O Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Same meaning, there is no difference. The real business is that Krishna is asking to surrender. That is Krishna's mission. And if he voluntarily surrenders, then Krishna becomes very pleased. So this is surrender. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, kindly engage me again in your service. Yes, this is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Hara, O Krishna. Because Krishna is there, Krishna's energy is there. Krishna is not alone. Rasa Shakti Vigilai Vishriyate. So, Krishna's one energy is this material energy. Momo Maya. This Maya is also Krishna's energy. It is not different from Krishna. Shakti Shakti Mato Abheda. There is no difference between fire and heat. Heat is also fire. Similarly, Krishna and Krishna's energy, they are one. At the same time, different. This is called Achinta Bhedave Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simultaneously one and different. So, we are praying to Krishna and Krishna's energy. If we pray to Krishna's energy, sees Krishna's energy, he'll understand. Now, he is now correct. So she gives facilities. She gives facilities. Yes. Now we can serve Krishna. I give you freedom. You are no more under my clutches. Maya mirtan taranti. Immediately you surrender to Krishna, you are immediately liberated. We have got to search out liberation separately. Immediately surrender to Krishna, immediately you are liberated. Immediately. Simultaneously. Mahatmanasaman pratha dvaibhi prakriti maasi. At that time, Maya takes another feature that is called Yoga Maya. The same Maya, just like the same government laws acting in the prison house differently and acting in the university differently. But the potency is the same. If we take protection of the civil law, then you are happy. And if we take protection of the criminal law, then you are unhappy. Yes, sir. So, Krishna consciousness movement is that you have to take shelter of one of the potencies of Krishna. Better take the shelter of spiritual potency. Then you will be happy. You cannot be free. That is not possible. That's why you cannot defy the government laws. That is not possible. If you defy civil laws, then you become subjected to the criminal law. You cannot say that I defy government. That is not possible. Similarly, you cannot defy Krishna and Krishna's potencies. Better you take shelter of Krishna's spiritual potency and be happy. Mahatma Anastamang Pratha Devi Prakriti Masi. That is Mahatma. Who takes shelter of the spiritual potency of Krishna. And what is the sign? Vajanti Ananda Manasu. That is Mahatma. He has no other business than to serve Krishna. 24 hours. Then he is immediately mukta. There is no division. So any other question? That's all right. He very sense, that Lord Shiva is Krishna's part and parcel. Then it is all right. But if he thinks Lord Shiva is separate authority, then it is mistake. Krishna said, what is that slow? Verse inside. This is the Dhamma Prabhu. There is I, Krishna. If you understand this demigod, it's like this finger. If you understand this finger belongs to Saniji, then you are correct. And if you think that this finger is separate power, that is incorrect. This finger is powerful so long attached to the body. And if you cut the finger from the body, it has no power. Similarly, the demigods, if you accept that they are different part and parcel of Krishna, there must be a relationship with Krishna, then it is correct. Just like it is said, Surya, Surya Upasana, that, or Durga Upasana. These are different upasana, Surya Pancha Upasana, Durga Upasana, Surya Upasana, Ganesh Upasana, and Vishnu Upasana, Pancha Upasana. So, how we can worship? Just like Durga. Durga is worshipped by the Vaishnava in this way. Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana sakti rita chayi vajat